Today, we take a poke at the new Coke. Let's get to it. Welcome to Next Time. Today, we're trying the newest Coca-Cola flavor. It came out in mid-February, I think February 19th is when it was released. Yeah. It's called Spiced. And the company says it is, let's see here. It transforms the familiar into extraordinary, blending the iconic taste of Coca-Cola with a burst of refreshing notes from raspberry and spiced flavors. It does say, let's see, the company claims that it's their boldest tasting brand innovation yet. It is a, their first permanent flavor, introduced in I think 3 years. It's been 3 years since they had another permanent flavor. Not necessarily spicy, but provides an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Quite a claim there.
Yes, but we'll be the judges.
Yeah, so we're going to try the spiced original, and then we also grabbed a spiced zero sugar to see if there's any taste difference and if we like one better than the other.
I'm for it.
Should we try it?
Yeah.
All right. We each have a can of spice. Let's try it. I'm going to drink directly out of the can for this one.
That's perfect sound.
You do smell raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, preface this, I am not a huge Coca-Cola or even Pepsi fan. I'm usually more of like a root beer or a ginger ale type person.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'm kind of that way too.
So let's give it a try. But I do know what Coca-Cola tastes like. I've had it before.
Yeah. It's smooth.
It's very smooth.
Okay.
I definitely get raspberry or berry.
Yeah, I would say berry. I told you it was raspberry.
If I wasn't told it was raspberry, yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you it was raspberry.
And
you can smell more raspberry than taste it.
Yeah. The spiced comes in at the end. It's kind of like apple cider spice.
It's like nutmeg.
Nutmeg, and there's something else in there. Maybe a hint of
cinnamon.
Maybe cinnamon.
You really don't taste the spice, though.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I like this better than regular Coke, though. I think Coke and Pepsi just taste like watered-down flavors. But I do like the raspberry in here.
I'm torn. I would say that the flavor overall is a good flavor, but it's not necessarily as described.
Yeah, I would definitely
like. I would be disappointed if I picked this up spiced. Title spiced. Took a sip. It's not at all what you would imagine.
I would have gone more for like raspberry soda. It's a raspberry Coke. I don't smell raspberry in that.
Or what's a? Yeah, what's the spice used in like apple cider? Isn't it called nulling spice? Mulling spice.
I don't taste mulling spices in that.
But I mean, it kind of has closer to a mulling spice than. I mean, it's the closest description I could give the people watching.
It's very, very subtle.
Just weird. Okay.
I don't smell raspberry.
No.
Okay, so this is the Coke Zero Sugar.
Okay.
That tastes like Coke.
Yeah.
Let me drink a little water between. Let me drink water.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. A palate cleanser. Yeah, I don't taste anything.
Yeah, the zero sugar isn't worth it. It's just Coke.
Yeah. Also, this isn't a big thing for a lot of people out there necessarily, but the zero sugar does not have high fructose corn syrup. The regular spiced does have high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, usually they do.
So speaking as somebody who doesn't like consuming that, it's just kind of a little tidbit there for you.
I'm just confused. I don't taste raspberry. I mean, this one you do.
Yeah.
You taste berry at least.
Well,
there is no berry flavor.
Yeah. Well, I'll say is the same thing as a sample Saturday. We have to give it a ranking of 1 through 5. 1 being yuck, 5 being wow.
just wait one sec. Try it again. Rinse your mouth. You actually taste spice in the very end.
I did. I did not taste spice. I tasted more of the artificial sweeteners.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
But
yeah, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so 1 through 5, 1 being yuck, 5 being wow. We have yuck, blah, palatable, yum, and of course, wow, which I'm going to be hard on this for 2 reasons. One, because it's Coca-Cola. More is expected of something like Coca-Cola brand.
The branding is totally off of calling it spice.
Yes, and the name is totally not what it is. Mm-hmm. So I would give it a blah, which is a 2-star, because of the flavor and because the name does not match it at all.
I kind of agree with that. I mean, I'd probably put Coca-Cola and Pepsi. It's kind of like at a blah, meh type. What's meh? 3?
No, palatable is 3.
Palatable is 3. Yeah, I'd say palatable to blah, just because it didn't live up to it.
No.
I would probably drink this over regular Coke because I like the berry flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the flavor.
But like I said, I'm not a Coca-Cola fan or Pepsi fan either.
Yeah, I mean, the flavor on its own is okay because it's Coca-Cola, which is already a good flavor.
Iconic.
With a bit of a berry flavor.
Right.
So it's good.
Yeah.
But it's nothing that it's like,
it's not,
oh, wow, it captures my imagination.
No, right? It's nothing like that.
Or yeah. how did they phrase it?
Uplifting taste experience.
Yeah, it's not uplifting.
I can see really ice cold. It would be very refreshing with the berry.
Yeah.
This is not ice cold, which is my fault. I should have iced it. But I would say I would drink this over regular Coca-Cola, but I would not seek it out.
Yeah.
Which is a little disappointing.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially since that's their newest permanent flavor in 3 years. I would have thought it would have been a little bit more impressive. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. Well,
let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Have you tried it? Did you like it? Or are you anxious to try it now that we gave it such an awesome review? Sorry about that.
Sorry, Coca-Cola.
but let us know. Yeah. Till next time.
Till next time.